You are now listening to.
You are now listening to.
You are now listening to.
Black women.
Black women.
No chaser.
You are now listening to.
No chaser.
Black women. No chaser.
Black women.
Black women. No chaser.
You are now listening to. Black women. No chaser.
Okay.
Say cheers.
Cheers.
No, say cheers.
Cheers.
What's up, y'all? It's Gabby.
And Amber.
And we're back. Part two of White History Month.
Mm-hmm. Episode 17.
Seventeen seems like a racist number, so it works. But this episode is dedicated to the white things we love. People, mm-hmm. places, and things.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, White History Month, we might have read y'all for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We're coming with the salve.
Just... The old staff after we were whipped. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Put some of that in your wounds.
And it doesn't look like it was very like, okay, we're just going to leave that where it is. All right. So
put Vaseline in a cut. Good luck.
Who's getting their dandelions? Give them their dandelions.
Are we giving them to Queen Dolly?
Okay, so let's not give her dandelions. Let's give her buttercups. Okay. She deserves a flower. Okay. A flowering plant.
Okay.
I do. I stand Dolly Parton, and I think I'm always going to stand Dolly Parton because Dolly Parton doesn't give a fuck if y'all stand her or not.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do the things she wants to do. She's going to support the blacks. She's going to hand out books.
Yeah, she's going to make sure these children know how to read.
She gonna wear them titties.
Yeah, okay. She's going to contour and tailor her clothes so that you can also see the
titties. That was Amber's titty that just made a comment.
No. That was my foot. Yeah, so she's going to make sure you always see the titties. Make sure kids read.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and be a blonde.
So let's just jump into it. That's what we're sipping on. It's called the Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm. The I Will Always Love You.
And this drink is featuring a plethora of melons.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Three different types of melons.
For real.
A yellow meat watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
A cantaloupe that believes in itself.
Yes.
And a
golden delicious.
Yes, and a golden delicious. Okay, y'all, I don't fuck with cantaloupe, but this cantaloupe here, mm-hmm. this cantaloupe right here,
it slap.
That cantaloupe, you said it perfectly. It believes in itself. The flavor mm-hmm. is there. It rings through. Like, you could eat the rind on this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So what's in the Dolly?
The Dolly has an assortment of melon. It also has rosé prosecco.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Crystal for the rosé prosecco.
Yay.
But
and soju. Citron and soju, soju. Yeah.
I was about to say, it was something lemony in it. It was delicious. It was tart. It was muted.
Mm-hmm.
But the melon flavor definitely was the finish.
Yeah. Pop your melon in the freezer for a nice icy treat.
Yeah, because you know we don't dilute shit around these parts. Mm-mm. We'll do that. All right, so who's the Zeta Male of the episode? Play the horns. Do you remember Face from Nick Jr.?
Yeah.
That's who I believe played those horns.
Okay. Okay, I can see that. I can see that. You remember Stick Stickley?
Yes. I sent in a Papa Stickle Stick for his party, for a summer jam. Mm-hmm. I didn't see her on camera, but that's okay. Fine, Stick. That's fine.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead. Who's our Zeta Male this episode?
Are we saying DaBaby?
DaBaby should have been the Zeta Male of the last episode, but whatever. Does it need to be a white man?
I mean, it can be.
Okay, we can move it over. Megan Thee Stallion adjacent as well. That white man that sings the, if I hit it one time.
Him. I don't know his name.
Yes, him. Remember he was on Instagram kissing all up on Megan, real pressed, you know, to let everybody know that he was kissing on her. Like, it's the objectification of black women. It's the Sarge Bartman vibes for me. Mm. So I'm a little late on calling him out, but it's the White History Month episode, and there's really no time for reparations or revenge.
What did the Talmud say about revenge?
What did the Talmud say about revenge?
They got it wrong.
It did, because we watched Hunters. And mm-hmm. that motherfucker said, revenge is best served as revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that.
Revenge is what, like, what did he say? Revenge is a life well lived?
Yes.
No, revenge is revenge.
Yes. That was a good one. All right, so jumping on in, we are going to discuss this episode, White History Month, in a lighter fare. White things that we love.
Yeah.
Okay, so persons, places, and things. And I would like to actually kick it off with places.
Okay.
White places that we love, specifically that are akin to this pod, is Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's is white excellence.
Mm-hmm.
It's been white excellence. I want to shout out my mom for being what I think is one of the original black girls in Trader Joe's.
Okay. OG.
She's been shopping at Trader Joe's since I was in middle school.
Okay.
I always had weird shit for lunch.
Mm. We didn't get Trader Joe's that early.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that was
I also took very black lunches.
Okay. Like what?
Like fried fish and green beans.
I would
But sometimes also like ham sandwiches.
With Christmas ham, though, right? Not regular ham. Not lunch meat ham, but like the real sliced ham.
Yeah,
okay.
Because every time my mom used to go out of town for work, she would bake us a ham. And it'd be like, it's not like y'all are going to starve, but here's a ham for two people to eat.
And that's what you and Paul would do. Y'all would just slice ham off and eat it and live.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I promise I'm not a slave.
Salted pork.
But Paul does eat ham skin sandwiches.
Wow, that's... all right.
With mayonnaise and like white bread.
That's very Negro spiritual. That's...
That's how I know I've been changed.
All right. What's another white place that we love? I believe that white people invented theme parks, and I love theme parks. Because only white people would like to play with their lives like that for fun and for a fee. Black people, when will we ever just want to stress ourselves? When will we ever think to, like, create a place of stress, but, you know, fun stress? You stress.
I was going to say doctor's offices, because we could steal shit, like gloves. But.
Okay, Amber.
Church.
What are some white places you enjoy?
Libraries.
White people did not invent libraries.
They didn't invent
them, don't do that.
But like, you know.
Don't be disrespectful.
But like the white libraries. I don't know what the libraries look like where you live, but there is a very hard and definitive line.
So what
line
you're
between.
Shouting out is separate but equal. Is that what you're saying? You're shouting out separate but equal.
I'm shouting out
on this black ass podcast.
I'm shouting out the libraries where the property values are high. That's white people. That's some white shit I love. That's a white place I love.
White place.
Barnes and Nobles.
That is a very white place. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy Barnes and Nobles. I enjoy Barnes and Noble because I feel like they felt like only a certain caliber of blacks go into Barnes and Noble, so they don't really follow you like other stores.
Ah, that's true. Might watch you, but they not on your ass.
Yeah. Another place of white excellence to me is Old Navy.
Okay.
I won't say Gap, because Gap costs too much for some shit that might be uncomfortable and cut wrong. But Old
the
Navy,
jeans are cut wrong, but the hoodies, they aye.
Yeah, but Old Navy got top-notch hoodies as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're all co-owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm specifically shouting out Old Navy because Old Navy was when white people realized that not all white people could afford to dress like white people.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed to figure out a way to get the other ones in line.
All right.
And we just caught on and made that shit fly.
Yeah.
As we do many things.
The bat signal.
Another white place that I personally enjoy is the golf course.
Okay.
I've been playing golf since I was 6 years old, but I learned at a black golf course, mind you. But that is some white shit.
I like swimming pools.
White people made swimming pools?
Nah, but like what, swimming pools being white ass places.
You're not playing this game right.
Okay.
You're not playing this right. You're giving them a lot of credit for things.
They didn't invent golf courses.
How you know that?
Well, they probably did. The game of golf was invented in Scotland.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, sis.
We invented the overhanded swimming technique, but we do ocean swimming. They have pools. Right. They contained it.
All right. Uggs. Oh, I'm sorry. That's getting into things. Are we done with places? There's some more white places that we should enjoy. Discovery Zone and Chuck E. Cheese. As a child, like that wasn't the shit.
Yeah, no, it was.
And Chuck E. Cheese is absolutely a white man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't his name Charles something Cheese?
Yeah.
Charles Entertainment Cheese?
But the bird is definitely a black girl.
Okay.
She's definitely a black girl. The lashes, that ponytail, the skirt.
Okay.
And Munch is definitely a black boy.
Yeah, I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese that many times in my life. How many times have you been?
Every birthday from 5 to 10. And
wow, you are OG.
I have never
had a birthday.
Turned in any of my tickets since I went to Chuck E. Cheese before I was 5, but at my 5th birthday party, I was at the register and they gave me a thousand dollar ticket thing out of the machine. And my mom looked at me and she said, "Wouldn't you want to save them so the next time you can get an even bigger prize?" And I said,
"That was violent."
"Absolutely not." And she was like, "I think you should, because you want that Barbie. And you are $2 short from the Barbie." And I remember just being like, "Can't you just go get some of that shit out the cart? Go get some of that money out the cart and give me this $2 so I can get this Barbie."
So here's the thing. Here's why arcades are violent. They turn money into a different currency that is way
less,
way lower value than money, less. And make us earn that currency
shit right back
through playing these bullshit games
for Dollar Tree toys,
for toys that we could just buy out in the street,
pretty much. And so she somehow convinced me not to spend them. And then my 6th birthday came and I didn't spend them. Then my 7th birthday, my 8th, my 9th, my 10th. So the last time I counted my tickets, I was probably in high school, and I had something slight of like 150,000 tickets. And so I'm petitioning Chuck E. Cheese to just give me a fucking franchise.
I feel like that's an Xbox. I feel like 100,000.
Fuck you, Amber.
I feel like 100,000 tickets is like an Xbox.
And the Xbox 360, too. Not even like a new bitch. Like an Xbox 360. No, that's the GameCube, nigga. Yeah. That's a GameCube.
I'm gonna say 150,000.
If it works and it's still in the box, I'll take the Sega Genesis, because some stranger white man is gonna buy it from me. Another thing I love about whiteness, white place, the internet.
Oh yeah,
Black man invented it, but you whites have definitely made it fun. You all
made
it
something.
You all have made it a thing. You have given it. It's given what it's supposed to have gave, and then some. Mm-hmm. The internet, I mean, just watching white people flourish on the internet over the years has been, it's been an experience. Like, to see them, like, really grow into whiteness via the internet. Like, Karens have never Karen hardered.
Oh, yeah. Now that we can see you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pedophiles, like, everybody is just, like,
Chris Hansen up. When, like,
ganged up, nigga. Sue Woo.
To catch a predator.
Yeah, like they're out. They really like click. The internet gave whiteness a space to have a motherland.
Yeah.
The internet is Israel for whiteness.
Okay.
Free Palestine. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Free Palestine until it's backwards.
Yeah.
Till it read and backwards. That's real life. And that's real fucking life. Mm-hmm. Free Palestine until it's backwards. But the internet is like Israel for whiteness. It is okay. Their it is their makeshift homeland. Because America, they can't even claim America. The Native Americans are not all dead. And they know, and we know the truth. So they can't even claim America, so they have to claim the internet.
We looking at them like that Diddy meme.
Like that's their motherland. That's it. Whiteness.
Ma!
Oh my gosh, did you see that clip of the Naval Academy Choir singing that? That white woman was singing for her
life.
She was singing for the blood. Ancestors. Mm-hmm. She was singing, I don't know whose ancestors,
yeah, I don't know.
But she was singing for someone's ancestors. Because when she said, ba-ba-dee-sa-ba-ba, when she hit that joke, I was like, oh. Sis asked
you came
them
to try to do something, huh?
Sis asked them words typed out. She said, I'm going to announce every motherfucking syllable. I'm going to say this curse. Now, what if we find out that that's a whole fucking curse on white people? They just been. What if, like, we find out, like, Kumbaya is literally, like, a curse, and we just been singing it, and that we needed to sing it louder, and we didn't know.
We needed to sing it in unison.
Like, what if we didn't know? That was the fucking code.
That was
the book of names.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It was the fucking book of names. Mm-hmm. We stopped singing Negro spirituals.
I mean, y'all stop.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I got a hymnal at home.
No, I'm talking about while working, nigga. When is the last time you sang a Negro spiritual with a stranger Negro?
I don't hang around right. stranger Negroes.
No, I'm saying, like, next time we're in Trader Joe's, I mm-hmm. want somebody to start singing Hush.
I'm going to sing Wade in the Water.
Or Wade in the Water, literally. And I want everybody else to sing with us. And
Go Down Moses.
And for us to not flinch.
So can I say something?
Because honestly, would there be an easier way to clear out of Trader Joe's and shorten that line? But a bunch of niggas in there singing Go Down Moses. And I mean, like, and I'm not so, talking about singing it all together. Like, there is a soloist and the mm-hmm. rest of us are just doing that scary hum.
Okay. So can I say that sometimes at random when I'm with friends in public, we will sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
That's wonderful, but that's not scary to me.
I know, but...
You have to sing the things that sound like Haunted
White
House.
White people don't know that we have our own national anthem.
And you know what? That's something that I aspire to do one day. I want to do a Haunted House for white people that is literally like, you know, there's slaves. Mm-hmm. There's like all different types of people like coming back for that ass and chasing them.
Okay.
What you think?
Cancel culture chasing them, slaves chasing them, Native Americans chasing them.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, you know, like they got to hide under the blankets and they find out they're infested with smallpox.
Okay.
Just wild shit. Like, mm-hmm. I just want them to
reverse racism, the theme park.
I just want to, you know, no such thing as reverse racism. I just want them to live through some adversity a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Feel stressed out.
Like they got to eat a whole can of them peanut, Obey peanuts.
Okay.
You know, like get high blood pressure. Feel mm-hmm. that. Feel that
hypertension.
Tension. Feel that hypertension. Feel your hands get fat.
Feel the edema.
All right. So are we done with places that we like that white people have created?
I think so.
There's nothing else that we like that white people have created places. I mean, can we give them a vacation?
Do you want to say museums?
I want to say that black people have museums before, but it's the head on a stick version of museums for me that white people invented. Uh-huh. Like, we're going to go steal all your shit and then charge you to come see it. Uh-huh. It's the ingenuity. We can give credit for ingenuity.
Okay.
We can do that. All right, moving on. Things that we love that white people have given us. Or should we take a break?
Mm.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Because you know what? That's something that white people have given us.
Breaks.
And the activity of doing absolutely the fuck nothing. Shout out to y'all. From y'all. We'll be right back. All right. It's our favorite time. And it should be yours. It's time to highlight a black woman-owned business. Who we shouting out, Ams?
We shouting out KSM Candle Company. They are a soy candle company started by a black woman named Letta, who started the company from a Walking Dead obsession.
Okay. You know, go ahead, black girl blurred. We out here for y'all, too.
Yeah. We hold space for you, too. Based in Baltimore, she also has candle-making classes.
Okay.
And does a Candle of the Month Club.
All right. It's the diversity for me.
It is.
It's the engagement for me.
Mm-hmm. It is also using soy because, you know, save the bees. We don't need to be stealing their wax.
Period. All right. So where can we find them?
You can find them at
knitssoyandmetal.com. That's KNITS, soy, SOY, and ANDMETAL, metal.com. And remember, go Cocoa Shop.
Because black women stay blessing.
All right, so we're back. It's time for the things we love of whiteness.
White things that we love.
Hummus.
That's not white people.
It is. What is it then?
Middle Eastern people.
Okay.
Middle Eastern whites?
Middle Eastern white whites. Niggas. White presenting Middle Easterns.
Okay.
The Shaws of Sunset.
All right.
All right, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Casseroles.
I do enjoy a casserole. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going front on it. Mm-hmm. Like, hot dish and all that kind of shit scares me. Mm-hmm. But a good one dish thing is not mm-hmm. a problem.
One pan meal. It's not always bad.
It's not. Especially if you're talking like a baked spaghetti.
Or like a chicken, broccoli,
cream rice sauce cheese. Thing.
Yeah, rice cheese kind of casserole situation.
Yeah. I'm not down for baked rice. because I'm a firm rice eater.
Okay.
But I pick up what you're putting down, mm-hmm. and I fuck with it. Casseroles, yes.
Birkenstocks.
Smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Whites, I give them smoothies.
Okay.
Wheatgrass and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Drinking your vegetables because they didn't know how to season and cook them. So therefore, they blended them and got it. It's the ingenuity for me.
Yeah.
What else? What were you going to say?
Birkenstocks.
I fuck with Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
The original Jesus Walk one.
Mm-hmm.
Birkenstocks. Flip-flops as a whole are not practical, but for damn sure if I don't depend on them.
Yeah.
You know?
And they knew that. They knew that. Because you ever go to like other countries and everybody feet be fucked up, but everybody has a flip-flop?
It's a shoe for people who have nothing to do. It's a shoe for people who live in luxury.
Because
you can't really need to run nowhere or be in any kind of fear or danger.
Nah. Ankles RIP.
Ankles, bitch, top of your toes.
Yeah.
Have you ever skid the top of your toes when a flip-flop gave out in the front?
Yeah.
That's violence. Mm-hmm. It's violent.
Or when that like thong popped out the thing.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst. And mm-hmm. it's like you can push it back through, but then the keys popping back out. It's like,
yeah, because the booty holding got tore open.
Lose booty. But other things of whiteness that I love. I love that white people will take something. And I know this sounds terrible because it's like I'm also like appreciating their commandeering of things.
Mm-hmm.
White people will take the best and the essence of some things.
Okay.
And sell it to you as gourmet. Because like some shit, I don't want all the messiness of like a lot of ethnic food.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I do just want a motherfucking bite.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do
that. Thank you for boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
Appetizers, things like that. Like they do that mm-hmm. because it's like. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. I shout out to white people for meat temperatures.
Mm.
Because if it was up to the African Americans, everything would be well done.
Yeah.
If it was up to my grandmother, you would cook chicken for 7 hours.
And you know
hours.
What? That's why, you know, that's why black people be cooking everything forever. Because we always cook everything on 350.
Everything on 350. Everything don't we don't need believe to be on that 350. The oven can. It doesn't. 500 is a great temperature to cook shit on when you're in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Like
thin cuts of meat, you can broil those.
You can broil them, you know, and also it's not a problem for things to be a little pink.
Yeah.
I honestly. Oh, I see what you just did there. Okay. Okay. So can we wait for the people part?
Yeah.
to get into that. Let's get to the people part. Okay, no. Other things that I love that white people have given us, assorted nuts.
I was going to say Golden Girls.
And Golden Girls.
There's some entertainment. I like Larry David. I like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I love The Office.
No, hell yeah.
The fuck?
We're going to have an Office fuck? Episode.
We are admins of an Office Facebook group for black people.
Yeah, let us know. Diversity Day at Dunder Mifflin.
We'll let you in.
Yeah.
We have great memes.
Mm-hmm. The password is...
No, what do we say? The question is, how many times have you read how I manage, somehow I manage? No, The Office is amazing, but let mm-hmm. me tell you why I love The Office, because it's about some white shit.
Yeah.
The Office is an array of all the types of whites that I love.
Okay.
I literally worked for a man whose name was Scott, who was literally like Michael Scott.
I would not want to work for Michael Scott.
Okay.
And I would not want to work with Jim Halpert.
I understand what you're saying.
I am Stanley.
You are Stanley. You are. I'm Aaron. In this sense, around silly white people, I get real optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds crazy, but that comes from years of like holding. That comes from years of growing up during the Jackass era mm-hmm. and holding the camera.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I always know that there's some form of entertainment that's going to fucking happen.
Okay.
When white people are optimistic and carefree. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to laugh at some point. So, The Office, let me tell you. This man was the manager, the regional manager for a brand of restaurants. I'm not going to put my man out there like that.
Cheddar's, no, I'm just joking.
It wasn't. It was like a brewery, like, one of the top steakhouses in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Big national franchise, not a lot of huge not a lot of restaurants, but people know it because it's like, mm-hmm. if there's one in your city, you want to go there. Mm-hmm. But he was like a regional manager. DC was like one of the number one markets. So this is, I'm just setting you up to show you how mm-hmm. much this, how much responsibility this motherfucker had. Uh-huh. So he would get fucked up the night before. And in his genius, instead of going home and being late for work possibly, he would just go to the restaurant and go to sleep inside of it and lock himself inside. Mm. However, he would be so drunk that when we all got to work the next day in the morning to set up and prep and stuff like that, he would be inside drunk and not answering the door or anything like that.
Wow.
So then he would wake up maybe like 2 hours later, everybody else sitting in their cars, pissed off, people went home, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he would go to the McDonald's at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. and buy all the leftover breakfast sandwiches from the change and bring them back to the restaurant and hand them out like Christmas gifts. So when I say I work with someone just like Michael Scott with that same logic of like craziness, mm-hmm. and it really just...
Remember when he started Dunder Mifflin Paper Company and Pam was with him and he was like, oh, you have milk and sugar?
Yeah. She was like, oh, he was like, you have coffee? He was like, no, milk and sugar. And she was like, oh, great. And then it was literally just milk and sugar.
Yeah.
That was some Scott shit. Literally. So, like, I worked with white people that acted just like that. So that, watching that shit was almost like home for me. And when you start working with white people who are maniacal... You miss the silly whites.
Mm.
You miss the wild and wonderful. You miss the honey boo boo whites. Okay? When you're mm-hmm. dealing with the Trumpsters.
The ones and that the they fucking... say that they're not bright.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's them. I don't know. What are some other white things that you love? Lisa
Spices.
Frank.
Spices.
Spices.
I'm joking.
Amber, you're getting on my nerves. You're like, you're trolling me right now. You're pissing me off. Lisa Frank.
Okay. Fun colors.
Fun animals.
Bright zebra, rainbow zebras.
Tigers, unicorns, a plethora okay. of animals. She made even the most vicious of animals look like...
Saber-toothed tigers that were rainbow.
That were like they would be so nice to you.
Yeah, I didn't get into Lisa Frank very much.
Okay, so yeah, I can tell that you weren't around a lot of whites.
I mean, I was in middle school, but wasn't everybody?
Yeah, but Lisa Frank was on this. That was elementary school for us.
Yeah. I've always been a mead solid color girl. Unless I got a notebook with a panda bear, but.
Panda was your shit?
Yeah. Well, things I love that are white, but also hate Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Target. You like stores that sell everything and nothing.
Yep. Where you spend too much money and then you're also like, well, there was some more shit I could have got.
And I didn't get anything I went there for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're a trap.
Nut milks. Thank you, whites, for nut milks.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to have enjoy my cereal mm-hmm. without
because almonds milks. Ain't got titties.
They don't. And the fact that y'all thought about that, I appreciate it.
Yeah, kudos.
Appreciate you, bruh. Someone's gonna say this is wrong. Hot Pockets and Pop-Tarts, stuffed convenient foods.
Okay.
They're good.
I
for
don't
that.
Know.
They're good for that.
I don't think they invented that, though.
Who did?
We got the empanada.
Right. But I'm saying, like, a pizza Hot Pocket, a ham and cheese Hot Pocket is just so simple.
I was a chicken and broccoli girl.
Oh, yes. What the? Whoa! What's one in an air fryer now? Imagine that. A Hot Pocket in the air fryer.
Okay.
Because the microwave never did it justice.
No, it never
It never
did.
Got the
Even
flakiness.
In that dumbass sleeve.
It never
That's
got
what
the
they
flakiness.
Need in jail for those swallows.
Yeah, they do need those Hot Pocket sleeves. We should do like a project of like...
No.
No, okay. I'm always service-centered.
Let me tell y'all. Let me snitch. Let me snitch. Because Gabby was trying to have me eat some foolishness in honor of White History Month. And I said
you
the name
You didn't
no.
want to try popcorn salad?
No.
I wanted to try it.
No.
I didn't want to make it because I didn't want that kind of karma.
So where were we going to get it from?
I wanted you to make it.
You think I was going to do that?
I knew you were. I kept mentioning it like over the month mm-hmm. and you just kept ignoring mm-hmm. like moving on.
Yeah. Because I'm not using like resources like that. I'm not wasting.
If somebody gave me some free food stamps, I still wouldn't waste it on that shit. That's got to be some shit that's prepared when I got there.
That's literally some shit where like everybody would just, you have everybody bring a piece. Because you're not assembling all that bullshit on your own.
Nah. I mean, okay. Other white things I love.
Lidl and Aldi.
Yes. It's hard because everything I'm thinking of, I can attribute back to somebody else's culture because it was colonized. And that hurts. Because I feel like white people really, like, brought hookahs back up, but hookahs are not theirs. Bars. Alcohol. Okay. Alcohol and drinking. Drinking culture. Thank you, whites.
Binge drinking culture.
Binge drinking culture. Drinking Spring for break. Fun. Spring break. Fucking right. Spring break. Recklessness in youth. Right?
Having a youth.
Is some white shit. Having a childhood is some white shit.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Period. I can't wait until I'm old enough and rich enough to have a childhood.
Gang. Gonna fix so much trauma.
I'm gonna get that black my size Barbie. But honestly,
Why is that it? Why is that it?
I never got it.
Why is it that? Why? Because I didn't either.
They advertised her, but she was not in stores.
Why'd you play with me like that, Mattel?
She was not in stores. And she wasn't even that...
Did you have one?
She wasn't even that asphalt black that they made the rest of the Barbies. She was like a nice, rich.
Yeah, she had lotion.
Yes, she didn't look like... Damn. Yeah, that's a thing.
If you had a My Size Barbie, hit us up.
Yeah, and if it was black, and if you don't still have her, what are you doing? What did you do with her? Mm-hmm. And what Goodwill was she donated to? And is she still available?
I'm about to look it up on like eBay.
I've been looking for one for a minute. They're very expensive. They're very expensive. It's ridiculous. What are some other white things? Polly Pocket. I fucking love Polly Pocket. You I love still toys.
Reference her.
I use her all the time. Mm-hmm. I love toys.
Stretch Armstrong.
Barbies. Barbie had a motherfucking million jobs. Ken never had one. Barbie had Stacy, Skipper, and Todd as siblings and never saw her mama or daddy.
Nope. Never saw them. Right. Don't know their names.
Nothing. And the weird part is, it's some real wild, wonderful white shit. Barbie and Ken are actually the toy maker's son and daughter's name.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some real flowers in the attic type shit, too. Something else I appreciate white people for. Inbreeding. It makes for great television.
Oh, my God.
And royal families.
Overlap jeans is what you're thankful for.
I mean, sure. Distressed jeans. White people, can we give them that?
Levi jeans.
Yes. Jeans in general.
Pants. No.
Mm-hmm. Whites gave us jeans. We can give them jeans.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, we can give them jeans.
Did whites give us any beverages? Cranberry juice.
Jägermeister.
Cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like white people are responsible for cranberry.
Might have been Indian, so.
Damn. Scented candles. I feel like whites been on Glade and scented shit for a minute. I feel like blacks are just now breaking into that genre.
Okay. That's because we were incense people.
We were incense and air freshener people. Let's keep it 100. Mm-hmm. We were aerosol air freshener motherfuckers. Uh-huh.
I still am. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, you know I got 3 cans upstairs.
I have some Money House blessings in the car.
Okay. I understand. You should spray some before you leave.
Okay.
Money? Is that something white people gave us credit?
Yeah.
They invented credit?
I don't like that, though.
I don't either, but it works for them. I like the way it works for them.
Shout out to y'all for that.
From y'all. Shout out to y'all for y'all. Okay, I'm hard pressed now.
Uh-huh. People?
It's time to move on to people.
Okay.
You are the good ones. We need some music for that. Insert you are the good one theme music.
Yeah.
It's something real generic. It's something real 90s sitcom-y.
I was going to say real Captain America.
All right, we'll find it.
Yeah.
Whites we love. Dolly Parton.
R.I.P. Alex Trebek.
Sonny Bezos.
Ooh.
A.K.A.
Mackenzie Scott.
Mackenzie Scott.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but not for Chet.
No, no, not for absolutely Chet. Not. Reverse
Tom Hanks, you knew you were supposed to put out a different kind of white sign. Now, see, that's what happens. Tom mm-hmm. Hanks is what happens when black people fuck with you too hard, and your kids grow up knowing that black people fuck with you. Your white children grow up knowing that black people fuck with you. Mm-hmm. So
you should have never let him in on that.
No, Chet knew that he could say his daddy was Forrest Gump, and that was going to get him somewhere in the hood.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why, but Forrest Gump is a white person we love as a collective.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because he went through adversity. Mm-hmm. And he was raised by a single mama.
Yeah.
And he was friends with Bubba, and he gave Bubba money. He gave Bubba mama her money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was just a new type of white person that none of us thought came out of Alabama, specifically Greenbow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Specifically Greenbow. You know, Biola Battery is actually a real place.
All of those places are real places. Mm-hmm. Jefferson Davis Gump, who he was supposed to be named after.
No, he was named after Nathaniel Forrest.
Yeah, Nathaniel Bedford
Forrest.
Yes. They did some research.
Yeah, they did.
They really did. Honestly, I put Forrest Gump up there with historical figures like Miss Jane Pittman.
Okay.
People I didn't know were not real people until later in life.
Like, what's the Robert Townsend movie?
Meteor Man?
Nah.
What?
The Five Heartbeats.
You thought the Five Heartbeats were a real group?
I mean, couldn't they be?
I think they are.
Alas, my child.
Okay.
They're not.
All right, so who are some other white people we love?
We've already said Dolly. Reese.
Who's Reese?
Witherspoon.
Okay.
She all right. Okay. Sandra Bullock is all right.
Yeah. I appreciate Sandra Bullock raising her black child in silence and mm-hmm. not trying to be like Madonna. Damn, we say it the same damn time. Mm-hmm. And what is it about white people adopting black children and living in New Orleans? Because that's where Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt live with their Rainbow Collection.
And are they still together?
They're not apart. No, they're not apart.
Okay.
They're not apart.
Okay.
Like Nikki said, you Jennifer, I'm Angelina. You see where Brad is.
People.
Entertainers. Okay. Black people, white entertainers we love. I mean, shout out to, you know, Lisa Stanfield and Michael McDonald. And
did you ever see where they said if you slow down Anita Baker, she sounds like Michael McDonald?
Makes absolute sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes absolute sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bobby Caldwell.
I was gonna say Bobby Caldwell. That's what I was looking for.
Tina Marie.
Yeah, you know it's, and my question is: are these white people famous to white people?
No.
Are any of these white people ringing a bell to you? Take that as a no.
Yeah, definitely.
Which one?
I know Michael McDonald. I know some of the actors you're talking about.
No. The musicians.
Well, Michael McDonald was also a 40-year-old virgin.
Right.
Well, who was the one you just mentioned?
That Bobby Caldwell.
Yeah, I saw just a funny meme that black people were shocked that he was white.
Right. But you didn't even know he was white either.
I'd never even heard of him until I saw that video.
So that's what I'm saying. It's almost funny. As if white famous people sacrifice.
Once you go black.
Yeah, you can't go back. Like, they don't fuck with you no more. Like, I don't know what that's about.
But you know what it is, though? They have to start off their career white and then make a hard left. Pink, I'm looking at you.
I was going to say, because Pink, I definitely, there you go. Look mm-hmm. at pitiful. I definitely thought Pink was going to be on our side. Mm-hmm. And she really threw me for a loop later on. And she's never dabbled back.
Mm-mm.
And that's amazing to me.
Wow.
You know who else were some white women who I thoroughly enjoy? The Spice Girls.
I did too.
Victoria Beckham,
mm-hmm.
Mel C, Baby,
mm-hmm.
Jerry,
Sporty,
and Ginger. That's Mel C, girl.
Yeah. I was just naming them by, you know, the names.
That's not their names. It's Melanie C, Jerry, Emma, Victoria, and Melanie B.
is sporty, ginger, baby, scary, and posh.
Whatever. I actually just watched Spice World like a little bit ago. And if you go back even watch some of their live performances for white women, they were on beat. And they were swinging them hips. Like, they was getting it. Even Jerry, who I always knew was, like, too old to be in the game.
Yeah.
As a young mm-hmm. black girl, I was like, one of these things is not like the others.
I'm wondering, like, what she looks like now. How she's aged.
You know, I'm wondering how Mel C has aged. Because mm-hmm. that wasn't always...
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen her in quite some time.
It wasn't always... You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Some other white entertainers that I thoroughly enjoy. Yeah, everybody that's in The Office. Pretty much if there's anybody from The Office in it, I'm going to watch it.
The woman who was Lucille Bluth. Well, who was Archer's that? Mom.
I never watched Archer.
Vodka Rocks Toast from Arrested Development.
Lucille Don't know Bluth. That either.
Oh, man. Damn. Can't think of a real name.
What are white things that you think have attributed to black culture or contributed to black culture? Racism.
I was going to say theft.
Shut the fuck up. Gun violence.
Race on race crime.
Domestic violence.
Being on time to things when we are on time to things.
That's some white shit. It is. Because have you ever been invited to an African party? I compare everything to what black people do, to what Africans do, to what white people do, so I can figure out where I should be in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like blackness is like, we enjoy the whiteness shit that we've had to enjoy via oppression.
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't always get the black shit that everybody else over here do. Because we're like, actually, can you please be on time? Because we only rented this place for today and mm-hmm. not into the next day.
Yeah, we couldn't afford all that.
Yeah.
So you need to be here at 4.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this, the baby shower starts before the sun goes down.
Because mm-hmm.
African people, they don't show up to a baby shower till 11 p.m.
Funerals are like 3 days.
Yeah. And we just don't have time for that. Like, mm-hmm. we have adopted expediency from white culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I fuck with that. All right.
Hands and feet.
Hands and feet. What?
Because some African hands and feet be like real rough sometimes.
Are you saying, okay, this is a question I have. Do white people lotion up?
I don't think so.
Or do they only lotion their hands? Have you ever seen a white person like get out of the shower and like lotion down like we do?
I don't know where I would see that. The gym?
Yeah. Did you have any white friends that you might have been around when they showered? No, me either. My white friends were already bathed and dressed when I came around. That's the thing.
You sure about bathed?
I'm sure. I'm sure. Their hair was always wet. White people's hair is always wet.
Okay.
Why is that? They're always... It seems like... For people who don't like to wash their legs, confessedly, if that's the word, it's amazing that their hair is always wet. And they're always very concerned about washing their hair, but not hands or legs.
Okay.
It's the priorities for me. Aaron, do white people use lotion?
Oh, my God.
Do you want to come feel my legs and hair?
Do you use lotion, Aaron? Do white people lotion up?
Sometimes in the winter, one of my elbows gets dry.
Shut the fuck up. One of you them. Just set your people back so many.
Oh, man.
And my girlfriend says, that's disgusting. You need to put some lotion on that.
One elbow a year.
One elbow. It was really bad when I was like 16. It would like catch against this one sweater I had, and it was kind of painful.
Your ash is centered in one space.
Must be nice.
Must be fucking nice. Wow, bro. Okay, so have you ever seen your mom lotion up?
Maybe just like hands, but I don't watch people in the bathroom.
Okay, your girlfriend. Have you seen her lotion up?
I don't think so. I think she has some like hand lotion and stuff. Maybe.
So that's really what it is. white people use hand cream, black people use lotion. Mm. That's what it is. Hand cream. They use hand cream.
I like hand cream, though.
I enjoy a good hand cream because it's a very different thing. People don't understand. The oil base is thicker. Different. It's thicker. It's more, you know, lotion is more viscous sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a different level. Yeah. Body butters, all this shit. It's a science to this shit. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing to me that I literally have 15 different products for all different surfaces of my body.
Yeah.
And these people get to walk around in lotion one elbow a year.
Oh.
One fucking elbow a year.
Because my winter. Elbows and my feet are going to need different products.
Because if I...
But you know what? Here's the thing, though.
I'm ripping holes in the corners of my shirts if I don't use fucking lotion mm-hmm. on my elbows, okay? Mm-hmm. My feet are shredding my sheets. What?
My dad is like Team Vaseline. Like
my grandmother's Team Vaseline. She's on her face, and she has beautiful skin. I don't know what she's doing different. Maybe she's just accustomed to the clogged pores, but mm-hmm. it works for sis.
Yeah.
It works for her. She don't have no bumps, nothing.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
With Vaseline?
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a couple months for your skin to break out and then get used to it again. Purge. And then it'll be, like healthy, but I don't know.
I don't know. You know what?
Isn't that the whole thing behind like no sulfates and parabens? Like, isn't that what we're trying to avoid?
I don't know. Does Vaseline have all that?
I'm pretty sure that's what a paraben is.
No, paraben's like waxes, right?
And what is Vaseline?
Jelly.
Lanolin.
Nah, lanolin is from sheep's.
What is Vaseline?
Petroleum jelly. It's literally Vaseline is a brand. Petroleum jelly. It's a byproduct of gasoline making. That's why I smell good.
And that's what the fuck you want to put on your
skin. We already put it on our skin. You remember when we had that off topic? Remember when we had that snowball fight at Howard?
Yeah.
So. True black fashion, I put a thin layer of Vaseline on my face before I went out.
Protect you from that wind, that hawk.
That hawk. Keep the hawk off you. And somebody was like, I was like.
Do white people have the hawk? Or do white people fear the hawk?
Nah.
Okay.
They're used to it.
Because they go outside in the flip-flops and they be wet.
In shorts.
In shorts. That is also another thing.
I have to say, that is me. I am a year-round shorts wearer. I have to cop to that.
And you probably never get sick. This is crazy. My grandmother is, she knows that the moment you walk outside with a spot of water on your mm-hmm. head, you are catching your death.
Yep.
It's over for you.
Yeah, my old hairdresser said that an old lady asked her for a perm, and she said, you'll be dead in a week, but if you want me to do it, I'll do it. You can't walk around with no wet head.
Oh, my Lord. No, not dead in a week.
Yeah. She wanted a curl.
How
many people caught their death because of the Jerry curl?
Yeah, because that was a wet-ass style. And, I mean, it had to be wet. If it wasn't wet, your hair was going to break off. Did you know that?
That makes sense.
That's why they had to carry the juice and shit with them everywhere. Because if you did not, the moment the chemical was so strong to curl your hair, the moment that your hair was dry, like they said, it literally became like dust, like brittle, like dust. Oh. So you had to constantly keep it wet. Like people had to sleep in wet caps to keep their Jericho wet while they were sleeping for a couple hours. I just don't want that shit. I don't want my hair to look like that bad. Like, and it did. And it, I've never seen a Jerry curl where I was like, oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
It's always been like, oh, wow, you have a Jerry curl.
Mm-hmm. You ready for our game?
All right. It is time for a game I designed called Ritz or Salty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've asked several people what that means to them, and everybody had the same. Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same meaning, right? And this is no shade. It's no skin off our backs.
Yeah.
Now, but to some degree, every white person is a white person. Every white person is a cracker.
Hmm.
You have done something racist or benefited from some type of racism at some point in your life.
Yeah.
Whether you've grown from it, great. Shout out to Joe Biden. Or whether you're still steeped in that shit, okay? Regardless, you are a cracker at heart. However, there are degrees to crackerdom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spectrum. We have the Ritz cracker, which I'm willing to admit I will eat by choice.
Yeah.
I will pick up a plain Ritz and snack on that.
I'll eat a sleeve of Ritz.
I would.
Mom, be careful.
A sleeve of Ritz, long as I have a beverage, I'm good. And I might be full off that, to be honest, right? However, I've never in my fucking life, ever in my life, in my deepest of darkest of poor being, reached for a sleeve of saltines. Now, that is death and violence. That is like, eating a sleeve of saltines is like eating like four Popeye's biscuits with no nothing, no beverage, right? So just like white people, there's a spectrum, you know? There's Ritz and there's saltines. So me and Amber are going to play a quick game of Ritz versus saltine.
Oh, yeah.
Amber, my first person up for you to choose, Ritz or saltine? AC.
Slater?
No. Anderson.
Cooper.
Cohen. Andy Cohen. Cooper would be too easy for you. Cooper is automatically a Ritz. Because he's rich, ancestrally, but still chooses to be out here cussing white people out on the news. And I love him for it.
All right.
Is Andy Cohen a Ritz or a saltine?
He is a Ritz.
Oh, wow.
No. Sorry. I didn't mean Ritz. I meant he's a saltine.
Why? Well, I said saltine.
But he's a saltine, but he thinks he's a club cracker.
Now you're talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking that good shit. He does think he thinks he's a club cracker with chicken salad.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely not. Mm-mm. He's problematic as fuck.
He's a club cracker. No, he's a saltine with like a slice of American cheese on it.
Damn, not even cheddar. It's like sliced cheese. Like you had to unwrap it out the plastic. Fuck. And ghetto like Lunchable. Bend it. Ghetto bend Lunchable.
And fold it.
Get it folded in four corners to make a stack. All right. Next.
Blanche Devereaux.
Saltine. Taking it.
Okay.
Saltine. Dead. She kept talking about Big Daddy.
Yeah.
And pretty much, I'm pretty sure she described a hanging in one episode as a picnic. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that Blanche Devereaux would not allow us to drink from her glasses.
Okay.
She would not.
Okay.
I think that Dorothy and Rose gave her a lot more, like, if there was riots and we were to come and get revenge, we need to come up with a day, a name for that. Mm. Like the day the black people snap and want revenge. What is that like, you know? What is that day called?
Hmm.
Right? Because if we call a thing a thing.
Give a moose a muffin.
But when that day comes, their house will be protected because people will fuck with Rose so hard and people will fuck with Sophia so hard that and we wouldn't burn their house down. But we would tell them to send Blanche outside.
Yeah. We just come outside. We want
to
talk.
We just want to talk. Just like y'all talk to Emmett Till. We just want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to talk to him. All right. I'm going to say this person.
Okay.
Because I know that she's going to get one version, but I want to ask why. And I think it's because we give her too much space in our community. As we do any type of white woman who is not outwardly racist.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saltine or Ritz?
She's an oyster cracker.
Wait, nigga, wait. What?
Why she's a jazzy saltine. Like, we got some use for you.
Yeah, because if you got a good, like, cream-based soup or, like, a red, like, a Maryland crab, a good oyster cracker really does set it off.
Or, like, you said cream-based soup, New England clam chowder.
Yeah, it does set it off. Mm-hmm. But do I just want to eat some oyster crackers alone?
No, you're not going to get a handful of oyster crackers.
Nope. Yeah, and I mean, honestly, and it's no shade, RIP, RBG, like, I'd much rather have her than the Handmaid's lady. But I just wonder why she became such like a black phenomenon after that. When I don't even see like there was even like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg fucking mural put up in Southeast. Like I never even seen a Shirley Chisholm mural. And this is your God? This is your king? Like this is what y'all spend that spray paint on?
Yeah. This is who you paint.
And there's no shade. She was spicy for white women.
Yeah.
But what does she do for blacks? Is there anything that she did for blacks that I'm missing? Very little, minimal, very... She just wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Which is an active choice. And we appreciate, and we will give her a handful of dandelions for that. However, I just wonder...
I'm gonna give her four.
Four of them, okay. I just wonder why we...
That's it, two fingers right there.
I just wonder why we stand so hard. I don't know. I think the bar
is low.
I was literally gonna say the bar is so low for whites. Like, if you just don't say nigga like loud enough, we're cool and you can come to the cookout. Not one we're hosting, but somebody else's. All right, go ahead.
All right, Gary Owen.
He is a graham cracker with no cinnamon sugar.
I'm not giving him that much.
You don't want it. What's the purpose? Who wants a dry ass cracker like that? Like graham crackers are not delicious.
He's sand when it gets in your mouth at the beach by accident.
Yeah, like graham crackers are not delicious. Like saltines got flavor. They got salt on them a little bit. He is a graham cracker with no cinnamon sugar. He is literally a graham cracker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a graham cracker specifically because he thinks he's presenting black.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say graham cracker, because it's brown on the outside. He thinks that he is performing black, mm-hmm. and that's fucking insulting. And that's why his black ass wife has called him out, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the other thing. People are so disillusioned. Having sex with someone is not saying that you are an ally or equitable or down for equality or
because,
revolution.
Because, I mean, look at your own sex life.
Look at Thomas Jefferson. Look at Strom Thurmond. Look at all of the black women who were raped over the last couple hundred years in this country by people who could not, quote unquote, stand them.
Mm-hmm.
But you came to me, mm-hmm. and you couldn't come to Miss, what was her name? What's the white woman plantation name?
Shirley.
No white woman on the plantation was named Shirley, girl.
Well, there's a Shirley plantation in Virginia.
Charlotte. What was some other? Martha. That's a white woman plantation named Martha. You couldn't come to Martha. Because have you ever seen the movie Mandingo?
No, you asked me that.
The movie's fucking crazy. I'm just going to go ahead and ruin it for you. It's pretty much about this white woman. She has sex with her brother. That's how she lost her virginity, because they just wanted to, quote unquote, try it. And then, of course, she has to give away her virginity to her new plantation husband. She lies and says she's a virgin. He ain't stupid. He like, nah, this thing wore out. I'm not buying this.
No.
So but this whole time he also had this black woman on the plantation who's he's been in love with and been with this whole time, mm-hmm. right? She not fucking with him, but he fucking with her real hard.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for them to breed the buck. So Mandingo is this big black man.
Mm-hmm.
They make him have sex with, they bring him back, they buy him back to his plantation, and they make him have sex with a woman who could be his mother. A woman who possibly is his sister, like his aunt's, like, and they talk about this in the movie. It's an old ass fucking movie. It's like pre-Roots.
Wow.
And they say that they're disgusted because the guy is like, Dad, we shouldn't mix them. Like, isn't that his mama? Like, isn't that like, and the guy, and the slave master, the father was like, he don't know anyway. It don't matter to them. They're just all animals. Like, it doesn't matter. So this white woman is furiously jealous because her husband is still chasing after this black woman who don't even have a fucking shirt on. You know what I'm saying? And she can't figure it out. So she's like, okay, well, if he likes black meat so much, I'm going to try some. So she literally forcibly rapes Mandingo. Okay? She forcibly rapes this black man because that's a thing. Like, a lot of times men don't think that they can be sexually assaulted, and you very much can. Like, mm-hmm. yes, because your body reacted to physical touch or
body
stimulation.
Body betrayal is real.
Does not mean that you wanted to or consented to that.
Mm-hmm.
He was very verbal the whole time. He did not want to have sex with her, but she's like beating his dick. Like, what, you know, like, what can you do? So, of course, she forces herself on him. She becomes pregnant. Her husband knows that he hasn't had sex with her, so he's like, fuck is this about, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gives birth to the baby. The baby is black. Of course, everybody's upset. This whole situation. These white people then boil this black man in a pot outside the house. He sees the water boiling. They were making him get in there before in hot boiling water because he was a Mandingo fighter, and they said that it toughened their skin to boil their skin. And so, of course, they would make them get in the water, but it wasn't as hot. But this time, mm-hmm. they kicked it up a couple hundred degrees and killed this man right there. I mean, I don't really know how we got on this subject.
I don't either. We took a hard left
but,
turn.
But, you know, fuck it. It's the white violence episode. That's how it happens. Just when you think you got some joy, white people.
Damn.
Y'all come and fuck
it up. You pulled a me on me.
I pulled a them on them. You thought you were coming for laughs.
JK,
gotcha.
JK.
Gotcha. Thought we were coming, you know, to just chill and, you know, pick some cotton. But no, y'all had other plans. No, but yeah, I mean, I think that's why it kind of also makes it hard for us to figure out white people we love or can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Bill Nye.
Yeah.
Ritz or saltine?
He's a Ritz. Mm-hmm. He's Ritz with chicken salad. Okay. He's Ritz with peanut butter and apples. Mm-hmm. He's Ritz with crab salad.
Mm-hmm.
He's the little sleeve of Ritz that you get on the bus trip with your macaroni salad.
I don't eat macaroni salad.
Amber, you're just difficult.
Nah.
It's just you'll eat coleslaw, but you don't eat macaroni salad?
Because you can put coleslaw on top of food. Like, you're not putting macaroni salad on top of food. You eat a Carolina style.
Some macaroni salad with tuna and baked beans touching is right up there with yams and mac and cheese touching.
I don't like my yams. I don't like my sweet food to touch my savory food.
I don't like none of my food to touch, but that is one touch that I'm down for.
Mine's is like,
that's the one part of
mine's is like, I don't mind having like for gravy. I don't mind gravy touching like almost everything.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, nah, it's levels. There's levels to it. Bill Nye is amazing. Mm-hmm. I think he is a white man we could trust because he's never lied to us.
Yeah.
And he believes in science. Facts. He deals in facts. All right. Bill Clinton, Ritz or saltine?
He's definitely a saltine.
He plays a saxophone.
So did Hey Arnold. Ritz or saltine?
You know, I want to say that Hey Arnold is a Ritz, but he and Gerald have never faced any kind of racial adversity for me to even test that.
Even ghosts.
What you mean?
They had a ghost episode.
And what happened?
Remember, it was like the ghost conductor, ghost train conductor?
Oh, yeah, the ghost train.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Can he be a club cracker?
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know about Hey Arnold.
I give you that.
We don't know. But he played the jazz. He played the saxophone. Arnold, he was very beatnik-y. He wore that little cap.
He had a skirt or he wore a kilt.
A little kilt. Or was it a shirt tied around his waist? Either way, it was very much given what it was supposed to have gave.
Yeah. He gave a nice 90s tease.
Okay. Damn. Monica Lewinsky, Ritz or saltine?
That's a difficult one.
I feel like she's experienced a lot of adversity, and she walks around every day almost with the same amount of stress and scrutiny of a black person.
I'm going to give her pretzel cracker. Because, you know, they're a little tangy on the outside, you know, because they're
you
pretzel
You almost eat them by themselves, but you wish
but
you had
you really, really, really you wanted
really
some hummus.
Wanted it. Yeah, you really wanted a dip with it.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to eat these, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's so many white people who we have not put feet to the fire. Like Matthew McConaughey, Ritz or saltine?
Bueller. That's Matthew McConaughey?
No, girl. Matthew McConaughey. Buick commercial country white man.
Oh, you know what? He's attractive.
He is, and I don't know what it is. I don't know why, because he resonates with white women. Him and Harry Connick Jr.?
Yeah, but Harry Connick is from...
They resonate with black women.
Harry Connick is from New Orleans.
And that's where white men get tricky. White men in New Orleans get real tricky because they say baby too.
Yeah. He's not white.
Who, Harry Connick Jr.?
He passe blanc.
Girl, you keep giving these people these passes.
Not Sean King. Sean King. Ritz.
Saltine without salt. No salt added saltine.
You know, they
saltine.
Do have those.
I know. No salt added saltine.
That's a just...
Fuck Sean King. And you heard it here on Black Woman No Chaser. And you've heard a lot of other people say that, but you motherfuckers keep sharing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you, Shade Room.
Yeah.
Because y'all be on his dick. Like he pay y'all.
He might. Maybe that's where all the money going.
Ooh, damn. Because it's not going to Black Lives. It's not going to Black Lives. All right.
Or the Black Life of his wife.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that violence. Not this close to a
Miley
new election.
Cyrus.
Salty. No. 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 I won't do Hannah like that.
Rachel Ray.
I hate Rachel Ray. You know I hate Rachel Ray.
Dr. Phil.
You're giving me them too fast. You're giving them too fast. Rachel Ray
is... I just thought about a whole bunch of white people.
Rachel Ray is a tomato basil gluten-free cracker from Trader Joe's. The little crisp don't you be getting for me? She's one with like tomato basil in it. Like you barely wanted that chip. The last thing you wanted was some off-brand flavor in it too. Dr. Phil is a two-pack of hospital saltines.
Okay.
There's not much depth, but you know why he's there.
Mm-hmm. As an accompaniment.
It's just something to coat your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the last person you said?
I thought it was Dr. Phil.
Okay, so there was somebody in between then. There was someone in between then, as you said. Fuck it. Okay.
Kelly Ripa.
I want to say that in the heat of... She gives me Reese Witherspoon vibes.
Okay.
I want to say she has the potential to be a Reese.
Candace Owen.
Saltine. No salt. Mm-hmm. Two-pack. Individual.
Okay.
One dropped on the floor and it cracked, so don't got the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog didn't even eat it off the ground.
Mm-hmm. It's so wet somehow.
It is wet. It got soggy. The pack was wet. The pack had a hole in it, so they're stale too.
Or like a broken up saltine where it's like basically dust.
Dust inside the pack. So you gotta just open it and shake it into whatever the fuck you was gonna eat.
Yeah.
All right. Candace Owen, I hope that you hate yourself as much as we hate you.
Racial draft, you going up first.
You going up. You gone, sis. You are literally... You're free.
I'd take her for a purse mint.
A dirty purse mint. Mm-hmm. An open purse mint. With a safety that ran, pin.
No, I would take her for like an old root beer barrel. And I fucking hate root beer barrels.
A Tootsie Roll where the paper has become a part of the chocolate.
And I hate Tootsie Rolls.
That's what I'm saying. That's what sis is.
Tootsie Rolls are violence.
Whoever wanted that?
Who wants
off-brand wax chocolate?
Chocolate taffy that tastes like vanilla.
Nobody. Nobody ordered that. And they're still in business.
And the thing is the fruit flavors are pop.
They do pop. They are great.
Fruities?
Fruities are good. Tootsies, Fruities, whatever. Walt Disney. Saltine or Ritz?
Definitely. Saltine?
Yeah, he was definitely...
But it's like, instead of salt, barbed wire.
Not barbed wire, cayenne pepper. A saltine with cayenne pepper, so it's spicy and dry.
Okay.
So it hurts on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to coat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to stick to your throat. Because if you didn't know, Walt Disney was a piece of shit. He was an anti-Semitic, racist piece of shit that somehow got the whole world singing.
Also built theme parks on swampland. And then, like, one kid a year dies, like, from, like, a random alligator attack. Like, of course. How did we not think an anti-Semite would build a fucking theme park on swampland?
It's the levels for me. It's the labor. It's the child labor.
Yeah.
It's the hook a college student in thinking they're going to work as an Imagineer, and you actually got them fucking pushing buttons on rides and handing out cotton candy.
You charge them to live there?
Yeah.
You, like, take it out their paycheck?
Really fucked up. Mm-hmm. Divest Disney. Divest Florida. Period. Yeah. Florida, Ritz or saltine?
Definitely saltine.
It's not even giving saltine. It's giving day old bread. It's giving had no crackers, so I made you some toast.
I will take toast with soup.
And it's butt bread toast.
We didn't have toast, so I gave you, here's a square of toilet
paper.
The heel.
heel part.
It's the heel being used as a hot dog bun.
But that slaps sometimes. I ain't even gonna lie. That works. If I have to have hot dog on a bread, I want it to be the heel because it seems like only the heel can hold the density ketchup. And the heat and the ketchup. Yeah, like the moisture. If not, the rest of it, you know that hot dog going to be through that white bread by the end. Mm-hmm. And these are very black things. Mm-hmm. On this very white episode. You see how whiteness cannot exist with some element of
blackness. Oh, white thing that I like, hot dogs.
I do enjoy a Frankfurter. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs are wonderful. I don't.
Hot dogs are white as shit.
You know what I hate about eating hot dogs? There is always a motherfucker that's going to come up near you while you eating that hot dog and say, you know what's in hot dogs? Do I give a fuck?
No one ever does that to me.
Do I give a fuck? Yo, I don't know. Maybe I'm just around too many fucking woke ass people. Everybody's always like,
I don't eat hot dogs around woke people. That's where you fucked up.
I'm just trying to enjoy my Gwaltney in peace. Because ballpark is great, but I just want some guacamole hot dogs. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but that's what I want.
You eat hot dogs around the wrong people, sis.
Maybe.
And on that note.
Oh, something else I love about whiteness. Roasted turkey legs.
Okay.
Medieval times vibes. Like, just meat. Just straight meat. Like, mm-hmm. Roasted meats. Even if they don't have seasoning, some meat slap.
Yeah.
And the roasted turkey leg is one of those, and they figured it out.
Yeah. But they used to have them like that at the state fair.
Yeah, Six Flags got them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some shit I can fuck with. I really enjoy that. And supersizing things. Yeah. I really do believe that white people are in behind that.
Yeah, 39 cents, and I can get, like, extra potato and soda.
Yeah. You know? Like, or, like, refillable things, like 7-Eleven. White people invented convenience. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, slavery.
Yeah, I mean, even before.
We need these crops picked.
Convenience. Like,
it's by people.
And I mean, honestly, like, they have really learned to live in luxury in spite of guilt, in spite of karma,
in spite of morality.
In spite of morality, in spite of consciousness. And I aspire. Mm-hmm. I aspire to get to that level of not giving a fuck, mm-hmm. and giving all the fucks to myself.
All right.
I think that's the lesson.
Yeah, that is.
If there's anything I love about whiteness, it is the ability to be selfish and self-sustaining.
Okay.
That's one thing white people have taught me throughout mm-hmm. my life. Take care of your motherfucking self. Mm-hmm. Figure that shit out. Survive. Do what you have to do to make sure you make it out, even if you need to chop everybody else's feet off.
Fuck the rest.
And give them smallpox.
And on that note,
this has been Black Women No Chaser, white violence, white joy, one and the same to us.
Bye.